99.3 Nigeria Info. Good morning to you, Lagos, Nigeria. 7:33 is the time. Welcome to Daily Today, second part. I'm Sheriff Quadri.
And I'm Jimmy Disu. Good morning.
Yes, so you can watch us on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can watch us on the two platforms. Just search for that. Let's begin very quickly. Vanguard, page 5 this morning. NSAS, FG backs Lagos white paper.
That is not completely unexpected, because I could almost say for a fact that the federal government would have been liaising with the state government anyway, so that they are in sync as regards the state reaction. That is not unexpected. And so this is not a new announcement to us. Right, I'm trying to catch my breath. It's the Attorney General, you know, that gave this indication yesterday. He spoke on a TV program, and this is what he said of the white paper. He says it all depends on the perspective you look at it from, the prevailing laws that are in context. When you talk about laws that are exclusively applicable to the Federation and the context of the actual situation, it is not out of place to arrive at a conclusion, and so on and so forth. The story here says, on whether the panels have the right to investigate the army or the police, he said, investigation on its rights is all-inclusive. There are, however, limits in terms of applicable laws. You cannot, for example, rule the possibility of an investigation with regards to the personnel or institutions involved. And that's for the lawyers to really react to and to sort out. What concerns us, the common man, is that the federal government and the Lagos government both agree on the white paper that has been produced.
Right.
So the question now is, how do we react to it? Now, one of the issues that came up yesterday or day before yesterday was the governor inviting certain persons to say that he wants to go on a walk and so on and so forth. And of course, since it was done with complete lack of discretion and planning and deep thinking, you don't call out names of people, you know, unless you've consulted them and you're sure they're going to respond. Since that didn't happen, given the sign of the times and the mood in the country amongst citizens, they declined. I wouldn't have gone on such a walk. I don't want to be stoned or anything. People are angry. People that, not only are they angry, they are hungry. Mm-hmm. They are hungry, they are angry. And between the panel, now listen carefully, between the panel and the state government and federal government, nobody has brought closure to this matter. There is no closure. There is no justice. We are still left in limbo as to what actually went down. Maybe if there was some kind of closure to say, yes, this is what happened, and we are going to punish certain persons and apologize and so on and so forth, that then this famous walk would have taken place. But I got a shocker. There were, of course, you know, the people would joke about it. They were sending flyers, only for me to get a response. And I've told the commissioner, I've sent it to him to confirm. I got a poster yesterday that says that Lagos Youth supports youth-friendly governor, Sorosoke Youth, Voice of the Youth, Progressive Youth. Your work is our work, Babajide Olusola Sanwo-Olu. Then there's a letter. It says it's proudly supported by Lagos Youth for Sanwo-Olu. And it says, I will walk with Sanwo-Olu. And the governor is there wearing an Emirates T-shirt.
Yeah, that's Arsenal.
Arsenal
T-shirt.
I know Arsenal. I'm an Arsenal fan.
Oh, you're an Arsenal fan?
Before.
Wearing
an Arsenal
T-shirt. We'll not fight again.
Wearing an Arsenal T-shirt. And then it has the government logo on it. If the government is planning this, because the commissioner has not confirmed to me, but he has his name. It was the photograph was taken apparently from his Twitter or whatever handle.
Yeah.
If this is the way the government wants to go, I will strongly advise against it. Again, the governor's advisors are pushing him in the wrong direction. What you should have done is let this issue of a walk just lie. Let it die a natural death. But no. I can imagine them pushing. Nobody can embarrass the governor. You need to show them. You need to do that. That is the most childish way of reacting. Because if now you're going to start having a war, you're going to raise tension. Mm. If care is not taken, those who are not satisfied with the answers, with the report and whatever, would also say they too want to have a walk. And then, tension. Why would the government in place want to do that? Let this thing lie. You made a mistake by calling out names. Leave it alone. Let it die a natural death, you know, and let's see how we can resolve people's reaction. Nobody is happy about what has happened. I'm not. I'm neither here nor there. And I find it sad that between a panel headed by a retired judge and the state government and federal government, I, as a citizen of this country, I still can't say categorically what happened. Nobody has apologized to me. You know, if I'm aggrieved, I don't know what to do. I don't know what next to do. How can I be compensated? All these issues are there. So don't let's, if I were the governor, whoever started this campaign, put a stop to it immediately before the issue blows out of hand. Because what is good for the goose is good for the gander. If you want to take your walk, those who are not satisfied also would like to take their walk, and they might jolly well want to take it on the same day. Your guess is as good as mine. Someone who needs to get good advisors, who would matured advisors, if this thing is true. I keep repeating it. He needs very matured advisors who can tell him it's not a personality thing. You started it by naming them. Had you not named them, they wouldn't have said so. And they have the right to say sorry. There was no justice. So don't let's take this thing personal. All said and done, well, let us see where we will go from here. We look forward to what our leaders in the civil rights movements and whatever, to what they will be able to put together as a reaction to this. But it will not go away. Mm. It will not go away.
Not anytime soon. Let's start with the Vanguard newspaper, page 7 this time. FG confirms 3 cases of Omicron variant in Nigeria. It comes with some few riders. Urges states to introduce measures to curb community transmission. Canada bans travelers from Nigeria, Egypt, Malawi. FG effects vaccine mandate policy bans unvaccinated staff from offices as mad rush characterizes vaccination.
So, let's start with this one. If you plan to go to Canada, don't even set out. Don't think you can take Egypt Air, go from, you know, spend a few days in Egypt and then head to Canada with an Egyptian passport. No. Let me tell you the way it works in case you don't know. The moment you show up at any border post, your name, and you know, your name goes into a master, it goes into a master, what would I call it now? Some kind of, not a master list, it goes into a console. And believe you me, everywhere you've been under the sun, it pops up just like that. I've seen it happen to me before, you know, at the American border. So you can't go to Canada. Either, because let me also clarify, it would mean either even if you have dual citizenship, you have an American passport. Once you have been to Nigeria in recent times, you'll be flagged down. A video went viral overnight. I saw it this morning. A KLM flight from, I think it was from South Africa, was stopped at Amsterdam, and every passenger was brought down. They spent 4 hours. They tested each and every one of them, including those in transit. You know, so you need to be careful and make up your mind. Canada is a no-no. There's a lot of pressure on Nigeria now to ban flights from South Africa. So part of what you need to think of is that even if you manage to go to South Africa, let me quickly rush my ticket and go. If you intend to come back in the next 1 or 2 months, you might run the possibility of not finding a flight back. Trust me, it happened to me last year. You know, I thought I was smart, but I decided bello, you know, and I had to go and buy a one-way ticket. And one-way tickets are as expensive as return tickets. I had to come from Europe. I had to come through Dubai to take a flight to Dubai from the flight home. Unnecessary expense. So you need to think twice before you board that plane. I also think that there's some element of politics, because the funny thing is that this variant, the symptoms are mild. The symptoms are mild. It's not that it doesn't, I think the symptoms are mild, but it is COVID still.
Yeah, it is COVID.
It is COVID still, but the symptoms are mild. So you ask yourself, what is the hula-ba-la-ba-la?
I just think that the alarm is just unnecessary.
I think so too. Now, what they're also saying now is most likely, if you go to the United States,
we're excited at the sound of, hey, another variant COVID. Everybody gets excited.
But in contradiction, you say the symptoms are mild.
Yeah.
I mean, COVID has always been.
I mean, you don't even know whether the vaccines that we've taken can combat it the way it combated.
No, they were saying that they think one of the guys who caught the, well, if you are vaccinated, it doesn't mean you won't contract COVID.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that's what it means is that the effect on you will be mild.
Your body will be able to fight it.
I don't know whether to tell you to hop on that plane or not. It's a decision you have to take.
I would say go wherever you want to go. Go wherever you want to go. If you're vaccinated.
There was a friend
because
of,
I don't think the world there's is a friend of mine anymore.
There's a friend of mine in Magodo. I don't want to mention her name, so I don't want to embarrass her. She went with her child to the UK, stayed with relatives that just hold up in so they ended up spending 3 months.
Yeah.
Even at the beginning.
At the beginning.
So you don't want to get stranded.
I don't think we're gonna get to that stage anymore.
Anymore.
I think we've passed that level. I honestly think we've passed that. I don't think so.
Anyway, coming back now, there are some new rules. If you're coming there are some new rules. The National Travel Advisory has been revised and now requires all passengers coming to Nigeria must present a negative COVID test done not more than 48 hours before departure. That had always been done. But the new thing now is pre-booking and payment for all day 2 and day 7 COVID PCR tests. Mm. That one is tough. Before it used to be one. Yeah. Now you got to do day 2 and you got to do day 7. And then all outbound passengers, regardless, now listen to this, wherever you are going, even if it is Ghana, all outbound passengers, regardless of requirements of destination countries, are expected to present evidence either of full vaccination, or a negative COVID-19 PCR test done not later than 48 hours before departure. To make life easy for you, just go get a vaccination.
Just go get vaccinated.
Yes, just go get a vaccination. And therefore, let me read the message. The message says, We appeal to Nigerians to adhere strictly to these travel protocols and other public safety measures to protect themselves, families, friends, the community at large, and to prevent a fourth wave of COVID-19 in the country as we combat and so on and so forth. Anyway, what it calls for discipline, self-discipline. Okay, self-discipline. Let us avoid crowded areas this Christmas. Always cover your face. Have your gel on standby and use it. But I want to sanitize my hand. Do I have any in the studio? Sheriff, what if I call me?
No. It's not that. It's far. It's somewhere there.
I should get up from this.
No. I'm saying I can't get up. So
I can get up.
No, don't. We're on camera now. We're on camera.
But they will see it. I'll be demonstrating how to use it.
They know how to use it. Ahaba. They know how to
use it. You remember when the campaign started?
Yeah.
Even the president showed us how to wash our hands.
I remember very well, like, wash your hands like this. I was like,
I do not wash it for
1 minute. That could be there. Shook us. 2020 was a year.
That was a year.
Let's go to page 18. COVID-19 bracing for Omicron variant. That's the story here.
Yes, the Vanguard has an editorial, talking about the Omicron variant, the bulk of what they're saying is that the federal government should immediately join the bandwagon and temporarily ban flights from the affected South African countries and ask inbound travelers to compulsorily quarantine whenever deemed necessary. The citizens must know that they are their own greatest protectors against infection. I'm sure we all know that now. Whether you believe there is COVID or not, you don't lose anything. Mask has become part of our dressing now. You don't lose anything by wearing your mask and getting your hands clean all the time. The standard COVID-19 rules, hand washing, sanitization, mask wearing in public, social distancing, and others must be fully applied. Let us not be caught off guard. When you talk about social distancing, if a man and his wife should sleep in separate rooms,
No, I don't know. They should get vaccinated.
But vaccination doesn't mean you won't. It's just you know.
Yeah, they're safe.
So isolation means every man make it be in papa name. You did your own, I did my own.
No.
Even this distance. Not for couples. Even this distance between ourselves is suspect.
Not for couples.
Move to the other side.
We are vaccinated now. What is moving again? We are vaccinated.
It doesn't mean it does. See, that's a mistake. It doesn't mean that you still can't. What it just means is that the effect will be milder. So let us organize the distance between you and I.
I think you should go to that mic there.
I think so, but you told me just not to get up now. Chedi, if I'm in a good mood this morning, I tell you.
That's a good thing.
I'm in a mood to dash somebody something this morning. If I hang on.
You can hang on.
I'm in a good mood.
Yeah, wait, let's finish first. Let's finish.
Let's not finish. You. Oh, dear me.
Metro section of The Guardian has this interesting story that I read this morning.
Mm.
Concerns as Lagos mechanics take over roadside streets.
Lagos is a free for all. The story here, it highlights the concerns of persons of Lagos mechanics. And it's not just Lagos mechanics. You can do everything on the streets of Lagos now. You can have your bath. Mm. You can have a restaurant. You can run a clinic. The whole thing has broken down completely. Mechanics, a man who wants to run a mechanic workshop, for God's sake, in any country, any sane country, must have what you call a workshop. It was like that in the 60s. When I remember the Uncle James's in our own neighborhood in those days, you know, until the one particular man now came one day, and before you knew it, and ironically, this guy was repairing Mercedes-Benz cars. Mm. In fact, we don't even have a sense of responsibility. Cars that are not yours, you leave them on the main road, you repair them, you defecate, spoil the whole neighborhood.
Mm.
And everywhere, there is no exception, including Ikoyi.
Yeah.
There is no exception now to the environment, yeah. Including the Koid Habra, including Lekki, name it, Lekki 1, no, Lekki 2, Lekki 5, is all the same, because the government will just not, like it's doing in the area of traffic and so on and so forth, will just not, you know, enforce the laws on the environment. What don't you have? In my neighborhood, I have a block industry. It's there. My neighborhood is next to a magistrate's court. Nobody can enforce the law even in that. Car wash, name it. Mechanics, the whole environment. And everything. And the question I usually ask is, usually you find people saying, you know, times are hard. If times were hard, then let all of us move all things that we are doing. As you are grinding your pepper, I'm running my radio station on the streets. Because what don't you find? Even in Hebra areas, there are some areas on towards the end of Bodilon, you see, you can buy a Caladia, you can all kinds of things. And Lagos has become an all-commerce. It's like once you have enough money to transport you to Lagos, you can find your way. Well, there's nothing. It won't be the first time we're talking about these things.
That's right. Won't be the first time, right?
But Lagos needs a Moses to get us to the promised land. With what we have, we're not going anywhere. It's disgraceful. It is sad. Very, very sad. In the most so in the situation where we had a governor who could apply the laws in the past. So what was so special about him? We had gotten it on autopilot. Everybody was getting used to clean environment. Those who had no business to do in Lagos knew that they should keep away. The laws are going to be upheld. The moment the gentleman moved upstairs to Abuja, everything collapsed. Everything collapsed. But then, Sherif, do we know what we know?
I think we know what we know.
Do you know what I know?
No, I don't know what you know.
Do I know what you know?
No, you don't. But we know what we know.
What is all sad about this is that this is December. So let's just assume we're already in January. That for an exercise that is going to take place next year, we cannot see any hope, any alternative in the horizon. So it will be business as usual. I would never get tired of calling Chief Bode George, let me confess. Keep telling him, sir, we want you to provide an alternative for us in Lagos. I ask him. You can't ask him. You don't know him.
I don't know him.
I forgot I was on air. I always call him. I call him at least once a week to tell him, please, give us an option. But as I speak, the PDP cannot even get itself together now to have a... I'm not even sure if they have a chairman now.
Why must it be PDP?
Because
why must it be Chief Bode George?
No, Chief Bode George heads PDP in Lagos now.
And so, why must it be PDP?
It has to be because they are the most...
We have people, experienced Lagosians, industrial Lagosians, technocrats, city builders. We have them, plenty. Mad brains.
Have you finished?
Sorry, I'm done now.
You're done? Mm. Good. They are the ones who have a current structure that can match the APC structure. It's not about individuals.
We don't need the establishment. That's what I'm saying. Let's leave the establishments. Let's go outside of the norm. Let's find people. Let people find us. Let them come out and say they can do this.
Who are us now?
No, the people.
The people should find the people.
Yeah, the people that the politicians, the ones that
the
want
people
to
should find us.
Yes.
So the people
should come out. That's what I'm saying. Candidates should come out.
Look, seriously,
the emphasis on the establishment is what is killing this country.
Okay, the elections in Nigeria are not won by Tsurenchi or on the social media.
I know.
They are won at a well-grounded grassroots arena.
And we have people who have the grassroots, who are not the conventional politicians.
Give me an example.
We have people who have done it.
Give me, who have done what?
Who have done it before.
You can't win an election without proper grassroots structure across the state. Mm-hmm. Lagos State doesn't end with
it depends on the election you're talking about, because
I'm talking about governorship.
That is governorship. I'm talking about people at the grassroots, people that are well grounded, that are not with the establishment.
The people that are well grounded at that level you're talking about need to key into some arrangement. It is the only other arrangement on ground now that can match the APC, where they can match them up to some point, is the PDP.
That's the thing. We have to change that narrative of keying into.
But we can't change it a year to the election. Not too late. The horse has bolted.
No, it's not late. It's not. I don't believe it's late. In the last election, we had some fresh people that came out and they did their best, even though most of them lost.
We don't want somebody who.
I believe that in 2023. They can win elections.
We don't want somebody who will do his best. We want somebody who will win.
No. We don't want anybody that will win. We want somebody that will do his best. That will do her best.
Then it will still be business. Or at its best.
Because if you say that we want people that will win,
yes,
that person will do anything to win. That person will join the establishment. She will do anything to win. I want someone that can...
You know what?
That can galvanize...
You know what?
The grassroots together.
You know what? I'm going to organize a town hall argument between you and I in City Hall. I guess
Kilo de Kilo 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 Ju City Hall.
No, no, no. Because the people. But I understand where you're going, and I'm sure you understand.
Let me
be honest with you. As currently constituted, it's too late to start a new arrangement. I'm not going to kid myself about that. I want a change. You know, it should be gradual, it should be this, but for God's sake, I wish that... Let us even have what you would call... Jimmy Agbaje would have won that last election. Let them not bring him out again. But he
Why did you do your face like that?
No. I had a lot of hope in that guy.
Yeah.
But mess up. Yeah, you know, he. Let's just leave that.
Yeah.
You know, Finyele. Mm. You know, but he had the muscle, but, you know what outsmarted, this. In fact, some people say. I don't know that he probably even almost won that election. The PDP, if they galvanize themselves, believe you me, talking about grassroots politics, I'm not saying they are the best alternative, but let us even have one first. Anything to show that, to knock out the arrogance of the APC, let us even have that, because it's arrogant. They're taking us for granted. And that is human nature. It's not peculiar to them. You and I too will be arrogant if you have a free fall and you know, so it's not anything peculiar to them. But for now, it's only the PDP who have the... Once again, I hear Jandor is talking to them, though. That might make the difference. Who knows?
Okay.
But let's see how it goes.
Let's see how it goes. But we must go now. It's Thursday. What's coming up at night?
I have a Nigerian who lives in Rwanda.
Okay.
So he's going to come here. We're not going to talk politics, nothing. We're just going to listen to him explain to us how things work in that country. Yes, Rwanda.
I have a friend who is a lecturer in one of the schools. One of the universities there. Yes.
So if you want to relocate, it's one of the possibilities, one of the areas you might want to go.
Tell me how beautiful the place is.
Yes.
That's fine. But we must go now. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Turenchi is ready to leave.
Yes, he's here already. Lagos, that's our show this morning. Thank you for joining us. Let's take the news. After the news, we'll talk about the importance of going for medical checkups. As small, as little as malaria tests, typhoid tests, your BP, all of those checks that don't cost you that much. We want to demystify that notion of, medical checks, kilonjebe, kasinga don't shame me. By the time you get to the hospital and they do these checks for you, know that in consio. Let's go. We'll be back.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.